Listed utterly decaying follow-up progress note, patient name, Thomas, THOMS, Flora, FLORA, date of birth, 2-3-1929, place, Future Care Charge Village, date of service, 12-19-2023. Patient seen today at the nursing rehab. Patient has been reported by the nursing staff declining and has been not eating enough. She was given some IV hydration because of not drinking enough liquid, and also recently treated for a COVID infection. But overall, patient has a poor oral intake, and at present, no fever, no chills, no vomiting, but reported by the staff, patient has overall declining condition secondary to not eating. And I spoke to the patient's daughter and expressed the concern regarding the patient's overall condition and prognosis being poor. Patient family has already decided previously DNR, DNI at this point because she's deteriorating in spite of all the medical management. And patient doctor has decided today's comfort care. Otherwise, when I saw the patient in the rehab, patient is lying on the bed, nonverbal, very lethargic and confused. Next line, next upper, no JVD, next line, lungs, bilateral bronchi, next line, heart, SNS2, next line, abdomen, soft, non-turned, bowel, positive, next line, extremities. Trace edema, next line, neuro, patients are confused, disoriented. Assessment number one, generalized weakness, next line, lethargy, next line, poor oral intake, next line, known history of AFib, next line, coronary artery disease, next line, history of COPD, next line, rheumatoid arthritis, next line, history of sick sinus syndrome, next line, history of hypertension, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, history of hypertension, next line, generalized weakness with declining overall patient function, next line, status post fall resulting in fracture femur, next line, see the status post hip hemiarthroplasty in October 2023. Next line, plan of care. Next line, patient overall condition is deteriorating. She has a multiple medical problem and comorbid condition. She has dementia, cognitive impairment, coronary artery disease, COPD, AFib, history of DVT, sick sinus syndrome, and overall prognosis in this patient is very poor. And I have discussed with the patient daughter, and the patient daughter agreed for DNR, DNI, and comfort care, no hospital transfer, no IV fluid, and no GTU feeding. I have signed the new MOST form, discussed with the nursing staff, and comfort care orders written. And this is the end of the vacation. Thank you.